Hello, we are here from the Migratory Birds, and I am Stella and my friend Sadiq, and we will talk about our festivals that our countries have and the seasons that they have them. So, Sadiq, what do you want to share with us today?
Hello, hi, my name is Abubakar Sadiq. I'm from Bangladesh. Now I'm going to explain about my country in a traditional, traditional festival in season, during the season in my country. In Bangladesh, have a different season, like six season we have in Bangladesh. So the season is summer, rainy, autumn, late autumn, winter and spring. I'm going to talk about summer because now we are, so it's the summer season. So I'm going to talk about in summer. And I'm going to talk about the summer. You know, Bangladesh is a land of a six season. Summer is the first season for Boishak and Joshto. It's a festival name. It is the hottest and thrilling season. You know, that day, it's the season for going up flower and fruit. And it's just a dust storm. And in the summer, it's happening in my country. The people cannot do survive easily, and not only for people, it's only about the animal. They cannot survive. And so, it causes death of many men and animals in summer. So it's happening like in Bangladesh in summer, it's happening. It's called Kalboishaki. It's like a Toronto. Do you know Toronto? It's happening sometimes in Florida, America, Toronto.
It's not a very happy season for you.
Not a happy season for us, actually. Summer season is the most important thing in Bangladesh. That season, growing up fruit and flower. I'm gonna share with some summer fruit. It's about, maybe do you know, mangoes, jackfruit, blackberries, and lychees, and melons, and many others juicy fruit grow in the season.
I haven't tried lychees, but I like melons and mangoes.
Yeah, but the most I like mangoes and lychees. Because that lychees, it cannot find another time. Just only in summer, just for 2 or 3 months. In Bangladesh, just 3 months for summer. So I'm going to, in summer, happen to share with my history in summer. When I go to my village in summer, because we have many fruit, the fruit garden in my country, for mango and lychees, and I was very little, so that time I'm gonna take some fruit from the tree, mangoes and lychees. I'm very young, around 8 or 9 years old. So I enjoyed myself with my cousin, and they also do like this, and we're very happy that day, just new fruits, you taste the new fruit.
Fresh food.
It's a very good feel like for me, because I enjoyed every time. So I like it summer. So in my country, and then when I growing up little bit, so that time I see, because I used to live in Dhaka, Bangladesh, Dhaka. So summer we have many festival in Dhaka, and it's now Dhaka University, the biggest university in Bangladesh. So that time in the Dhaka University, we have a big concert for every people is opening. It's for free. And this place name is TCR. So that place, so we have to do concert, people are going there, like our very famous singer are coming there to singing. It's for free for people. Go there and we enjoy ourselves. It's very fun in summer. I enjoy myself in summer. How about you?
That sounds very interesting, your festivals, your celebration, you said. I also have some happy memories with my cousins at a festival in Thessaloniki. Every year they celebrate the festival of Prophet Elijah. My family lives in a place called Pilea, and there is the church of the Prophet Elijah. And also many of my family members are named Elijah, so they really like that festival. And because they celebrate also their names, not only the saint, the prophet. And the celebration is every July 20th, but lasts for 3 to 4 days. It used to last more, but okay, they have jobs now. People put little shops, tables on the roads of Pilea, and they sell many different things, such as bracelets, earrings, toys for little children, and clothes, etc. And also they place tables and chairs all around the square of the village. And there are canteens, like trucks that sell food. And they sell food, we call it vromiko, dirty. But it's like hot dog, souvlaki, and also many beverages and beers, and people buy.
Yeah, I like souvlaki.
I
tried it.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very
and tasty. Easy to eat it.
Yeah, it's easy to eat.
You know, and it's very cheap, and at the festivals we love it, and also some sell corn. And cotton candy, which in Greece we call it the hair of the old lady for some reason. Oh. And it's not disgusting. It's cotton candy, but for some reason we call it like that.
Okay.
And furthermore, at the square of the central building, they place a stage where local singers come to sing, like Remos, Mitropanos, Terzis, Parios.
Τον Αύγουστο που μου χρωστάς τον ξέχασες. Σ' απόσταση αναπνοής και με χασες.
They are local Thessaloniki celebrity, you know. They started there, but they became bigger through the years.
It's been interesting.
Yes, they play very nice music and songs, and people love to dance, and so they also play Greek traditional music, so people gather together and they dance around the square, people that they don't even know each other sometimes, they just want to dance and have fun.
I saw on YouTube.
And it's very fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. Like it's it's interesting. Like I like it. The dancing, they're playing background the Greek music, and they're dancing together and put their hand hold each other's
circus.
Hand and the circle. Yeah, I saw on YouTube.
Yes, they love it. They can do this till the morning, you know, for days.
Yeah.
So I really like the celebration because it reminds me of simpler times. I used to go there with my grandparents, and they would buy me any toy I wanted as a kid. And the toys are very cheap, and they break very fast. But that's okay.
It's happening with everybody
when we are
a
kid.
Young. Yeah,
yes,
a kid.
They got destroyed like the next day. And they also have some games for children where you put a coin and you can ride the horse, but it's a plastic horse, but it moves. And there is a boat also that you pull a rope and it goes back and forth. It's very funny. If you are a kid, it's very funny. Now that I saw it as an adult, it's boring. It's boring. And later, after I would walk around with my grandparents and my parents, I would meet my cousins, and we would play with our toys. We would spend hours doing. I remember I only had fun. I cannot remember exactly what I did. I just remember that we were happy being together, and eating souvlaki and running around the square. You know, that this was the best. It's the only nights that my grandparents would stay up till the morning, because my grandparents are like 80, 90 years old.
80, 90 years old.
Yes, yes. And they would stay till the morning, and to just listening to music or dancing, especially my grandmother. And Pilea is outside of Thessaloniki, and they still have some traditions. And I like it because they maintained the mindset of the village. And even though Thessaloniki is a huge multicultural city, they continue their roots, they keep them.
Θέλω να κρύψω κρύψω την αλήθεια πως με είχες όλη νύχτα τον τρελό στην αγκαλιά σου. Και ο υδρότας της αγάπης είχε κάτι από φωτιά.
And one time I remember my uncle Elijah, who he hadn't been in the festival for a very long time, like years. He was just sitting there and listening to the songs and, you know, just appreciating because he hadn't been there for a long time. And I saw some tears from his eyes and I was like, why are you crying? We're celebrating. He was like, all these memories, and they were overwhelming because it is he said that this festival is older than him, so wow. He was very happy.
Thank you.